This is the brief on Conversational AI Watch Newsletter, issue 140, brought to you by Clinician Assist Inc. Today, we're exploring what happens when AI crashes into our justice and health systems, revealing how the law treats chatbots totally differently than humans. First, a federal judge struck down an illegal, baseless government blacklist against Anthropic. The Pentagon actually retaliated because Anthropic refused a $200 million contract, requiring them to enable lethal autonomous warfare and mass surveillance. It really proves that even a massive federal payout wasn't enough to buy out a tech company's conscience. Second, while those companies fight to protect their ethical boundaries in court, everyday users like us have absolutely zero legal shield for our chatbot conversations. Get this, a Florida State mass shooting survivor is suing OpenAI over the gunman's chat logs. Here's the terrifying part. Unlike talking to a doctor, lawyer, or priest, chatbot conversations carry zero legal privilege. Imagine a private 3 a.m. chatbot confession. Well, that's just a corporate business record now. Literally one subpoena away from becoming Exhibit A in a public court file. Finally, that complete lack of legal privacy is especially alarming when you look at how aggressively we're feeding these machines intimate health data. Pew Research reports 25% of Americans now hand chatbots their physical symptoms. Yet there's a massive trust gap. The heaviest users, young adults, are the most convinced these tools hurt people struggling with loneliness or depression. So why are we so eager to trust a machine as our doctor, while simultaneously recognizing it might be toxic for our mental health? As artificial intelligence integrates deeply into our personal lives and national security, the laws and trust required to manage it are dangerously lagging behind.